This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, is it? The first day after the official end of our war in Afghanistan. We will get to that. There is an editorial, powerful editorial in the Wall Street Journal that says, no, President Biden is actually not telling the truth. A nice way of saying that he's actually lying about a great deal concerning his speech yesterday, of which we were very critical. We will get to that powerful Wall Street Journal editorial and to more issues of truth and falsehood in Afghanistan. But first, a minor one. There was something, and this is something that we do every day. I mean, one of the things that we try to do is to provide a promo of what we're going to do on the next day. And why do we do that? Well, it's diabolical and conspiratorial. We want you to listen. We'd like you to at least open your mind to a subject that we are going to be taking on. And one of the things we promoed yesterday was this story that was just making its way around the internet at the time we recorded our promo yesterday for today. And it was about this horrible video of it looked like a hapless victim who was being dangled from a helicopter. It was a U.S. helicopter that had been taken over by the Taliban, and they were flying all over the place in downtown Kandahar. And it looked like they were either executing or torturing or frightening or questioning, doing something to some poor guy who was hanging there. And here is actually the follow-up to that. And I know I could have just dropped this entire thing, but in the case that some people heard us talking about, oh, an illustration of the kinder, gentler Taliban, look at this, they're dangling a guy and torturing him. Okay, it turns out the guy they were dangling was himself a Taliban fighter. The video, which purportedly showed an American helicopter that had been left behind by the military and later taken over by the Taliban, was shared widely on social media on Tuesday, shared first by a Twitter account named Talib Times. The video showed the U.S. chopper flying with what clearly looked like a body dangling from it. And the caption for the video that was the tweet that was sent out was, at this time the Islamic Emirates Air Force helicopters are flying over Kandahar City and patrolling the city. And that was the description for the video. The video was shared widely by politicians and journalists, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who slammed the Joe Biden government for its unplanned withdrawal from Afghanistan. Fact checkers soon found the news to be entirely fake. The man dangling from the helicopter was not being publicly hanged, but he was being lowered on top of the Kandahar governor's office to plant the Taliban flag. This is pretty amazing. It also showed the man to be very much alive and not hanging from a noose, but being hanging from a harness. The same was also confirmed by Afghan journalist Bilal Sarwari, who has not been a fan or supporter of the Taliban. He said he was acquainted with the Afghan pilot flying the helicopter, and it was indeed a Taliban fighter being lowered from a Black Hawk helicopter to plant the new flag on the building. He also added that the Taliban Air Force, not being the most well-trained Air Force operation in the world, they didn't make it. They were unable to plant the Taliban flag on the building, the governor's building in Kandahar. Afghan pilot, he said in his tweet, flying this is someone I have known over the years. He was trained in the U.S. and the UAE. He confirmed to me that he flew the Black Hawk helicopter. Taliban fighters seen here was trying to install Taliban flag from air, but it didn't work in the end. Yeah, so, and this again, I mean, people, this was a Black Hawk helicopter, and that, of course, makes people think of that awful incident that spawned a pretty good movie called Black Hawk Down in Somalia, but that's very different. Ted Cruz has recently responded following the fact checks, and I salute to Senator Cruz. Good for him. He says, it turns out the post I shared with a video of Taliban hanging a man from a helicopter may be inaccurate. So I deleted the tweet. What remains accurate is the Taliban are brutal terrorists, right? Check. And number two, we left them millions in U.S. military equipment, including Black Hawk helicopters. And signed, Ted Cruz. Good for him. The USA Today also confirmed the report. The Tabassum radio station that had shared the video told the news outlet USA Today that the video showed someone trying to hoist a flag. One of the Taliban government's bodyguards tried to tie the flag to the 100 meter high, that's 300 foot high, antenna by helicopter, but it was unable to do so. I'm surprised it was, they just say it was unable to do so. You're messing around there to try to tie a flag on while you're dangling from a helicopter. This would probably not be the most worthwhile endeavor in the world, and certainly not in the cause of this evil regime that has just taken power in Kabul. And speaking of taking power in Kabul, I mentioned that there was this editorial about what the president said yesterday, and he, of course, got a huge audience for his speech. The New York Times described it as forceful. I would describe it more accurately as pathetic. And the Wall Street Journal described it this way: a dishonest Afghan accounting, they say in their editorial today. President Biden's defiant, accusatory defense on Tuesday of his Afghan withdrawal and its execution was so dishonest and so lacking in self-reflection or accountability that it was unworthy of the sacrifices Americans have made in that conflict. What Mr. Biden really believes about Afghanistan and this particular war in general, and how to defend the U.S., that may be a charitable interpretation of what the speech contained. The uncharitable view, they write, is that he and his advisors have decided the only way out of this debacle is to lie about it, to blame everyone else, and to claim that defeat is really a victory. Neither one is reassuring about Mr. Biden's character, his judgment, or, most ominously, the long 3.5 years left in his presidency. Start with the dishonesty. Although we only have space to cover some of the falsehoods, Mr. Biden, writes the Journal, again claimed he was hamstrung by Donald Trump's bad deal with the Taliban. Mr. Trump's deal was rotten, but as a new president, he could have altered it, as he has so much else that Mr. Trump did. The Trump deal was based on the Taliban fulfilling its conditions, such as negotiating a deal with the Afghan government, that they had already broken when Mr. Biden became president. Yet Mr. Biden claims he was both a prisoner of that deal and he was courageous for fulfilling it. He also repeated that his only choices were total withdrawal or escalation with thousands of troops. His own advisors offered him alternatives in between, as did Afghanistan's study group. He was so bent on withdrawal and so quickly that he refused to adjust the military plan even as the Taliban made gains and the CIA warned that the Afghan government was likely to fall. There's more. There's also statements from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about what next in dealing with the Taliban, and some voices from Democrats and Republicans on what is actually going on in this regard. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing reaction to the President of the United States and the speech that he gave yesterday, which was clearly meant to be a very major speech, a major defense of his extraordinarily dubious handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and even part of it claiming that the withdrawal and the evacuation reflected some kind of triumph. It didn't. General Milley was asked today whether the U.S. is going to continue evacuating citizens under the leadership of the Department of State, as his mission has now been transitioned from a military mission to a diplomatic mission, he was told. Here's how he explained what's going to happen with any continued evacuation. This is clip 10.
A total of 778 sorties evacuated a total of 124,334 people, which included almost 6,000 American citizens, third country nationals, and Afghans designated by the Department of State. And we will continue to evacuate American citizens under the leadership of the Department of State, as this mission is now transitioned from a military mission to a diplomatic mission.
Okay, then does that mean what exactly? It means working with the Taliban. And this is, there's a congressman named Ro Khanna, who's a Democratic congressman from California. And he was one of the leaders in pushing for Trump's impeachment. And now he made a fairly remarkable, but it seems to me, appropriate declaration when he was on Fox News. Here is Congressman Ro Khanna with Neil Cavuto on Fox News talking about the need for accountability. Listen.
I do think there has to be accountability, Neil. I mean, as a member of Congress, I knew that the idea that the Afghan army was going to fight the Taliban successfully was foolish. We had generals come tell Congress over and over again, oh, we're winning, the Afghan army is doing well. And then they go off record, as you know, other journalists know, and say, no, we're not winning. So what I want to know is, how is it possible that you had advice that the President of the United States thought that this Afghan army was actually going to successfully fight the Taliban? And were we that deluded about the corruption in the Afghan army, in the sense that most people there were just doing it for a paycheck, they had no real allegiance, and that the Afghan government never really had the consent or the attachment or loyalty of their people? We definitely need oversight over that.
Okay, what that means is maybe the kind of commission that the Democrats wanted but didn't quite get concerning the January 6th riot on the Capitol. There will be a commission about this, because in terms of the long-term impact on the United States, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think there's no justification that the attack on the Capitol building was disgusting. And frankly, I just watched some of the new footage that has been put together almost moment by moment by the New York Times. It was horrible. There's no justification for it. It's shameful. And actually, they do have a select committee with a couple of Republicans on it, including Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And they're going to get back to looking at that and looking about any role or responsibility for it on the part of office holders or former office holders. It's a serious matter. But this is much more serious, because this involves a cause for which 2,400 Americans gave their lives. Our country spent $2 trillion and was horribly mishandled at various points along the way, but particularly at the very end by Joe Biden. And in fact, the Wall Street Journal says in their editorial that I was mentioning to you, Mr. Biden's unapologetic speech also signals that the White House intends to close the books on Afghanistan and pivot to domestic affairs. No one will lose their jobs. They'll all talk from the same script. Mr. Biden may never speak of it again. All the more reason, says the Journal, for Congress and the press to explore the many bad decisions that led to this American security debacle. And yes, when Ro Khanna, Democrat, is talking about joining what will be a United Republican Party in terms of seeking some kind of investigation of this, how could it be that Joe Biden would announce in April that he would not be honoring the commitment that had been made by President Trump to vacate Afghanistan in May? Had he made any kind of decision at that point? And if he had, why not have some organization and some planning and some open public discussion to enlist the rest of the country behind him. Again, it was obviously not an issue he wanted to deal with, but the president doesn't get to pick his issues. And given the fact that we had reached a point in the ongoing Afghan war that was so frightening and so negative for our side, the lack of preparation was appalling. They also say, and I'd share this because I think it's extraordinarily important and insightful and well-written, Mr. Biden described the evacuation as if it were a triumph and that his administration had planned for such a contingency in case the Afghan military collapsed. This is literally unbelievable. Multiple media reports have revealed that the White House was caught by surprise and preparing for vacation en masse when Kabul fell. The military had to scramble and stage a heroic effort to evacuate those who were able to get into the airport. Mr. Biden wants to take credit for putting out the fire he started. The president even had the ill grace, writes the Journal, to blame Americans for not leaving Afghanistan sooner and Afghans for not fighting. But his own government clearly felt no urgency, as the U.S. Embassy had to frantically destroy documents in the final hours. As for the Afghans, he demeans the sacrifice of the 66,000 who died fighting the Taliban, often next to Americans. Those forces collapsed when they lost air support by the U.S. contractors left, and after the military abandoned Bagram Air Base in the dead of night. Most dishonest and most dangerous of all, writes the Journal, was the president's assertion that the war in Afghanistan is now over. No one in the jihadist movement believes that. The Taliban have won a major victory in the long war that Islamic radicals are waging against the U.S. They have secured Afghanistan for what is likely again to become a refuge for recruits for Al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, and the Haqqani network. The president finished his remarks with a discourse on the horrors of war, which no one denies, but in laying out the costs and the human tragedies, he also sends a signal to the world about his own resolve. He is telling rogues and autocrats that he lacks the will to send American soldiers into harm's way. He will conduct his counter-terror war only from a distance with unmanned drones. Not a safe policy to follow. What does Mike Pompeo have to say? First in his class at West Point, Secretary of State. We'll hear from him coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina.
What we do know is that the victim was a student.
Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. The students are already being bused to another location for pickups. President Biden stressed the need for changing the perception of the Taliban's progress in Afghanistan, whether it's true or not, during a phone call with the former Afghan president less than 4 weeks before Kabul collapsed. That's according to a new report. According to a transcript of the July 23rd call, the president didn't anticipate the Taliban's rapid advance across Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of the Biden State Department here on the Michael Medved Show appears to be that you can basically work with the Taliban if you buy them off. If it's to their benefit to cooperate with the United States, if they can get a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of international recognition and diplomatic support, well, then they'll mind their P's and Q's and they won't go back to the business they know best, which is the business of torturing and murdering and repressing people, particularly women. That's a very, very naive reliance. That was the same reliance that was there in the ill-fated Iran deal that Barack Obama made. He made a deal with Iran with the belief that, if you just give them what they want and you can help to return their money that had been confiscated by banks because of their terrorist behavior, if you can go ahead and make it financially to their interest, then they'll give up their nuclear program and the world will be safe and it'll be fine. And despite the fact that Joe Biden now wants to go back to that original Iran deal, it was very clear during the years that the Obama Iran deal was on the table, it didn't work. It's not so easy to buy off terrorists. And making that same point is the former Secretary of State, who has been widely rumored as a presidential candidate, and I think would be a formidable presidential candidate, former congressman, a former first in his class at West Point, graduate of Harvard Law School. He's extraordinarily well qualified and a head of the CIA successfully, and I think a fine Secretary of State, who also gets some of the credit for the significant progress known as the Abraham Accords. In any event, Mike Pompeo had this to say about the belief that somehow we can work constructively with the Taliban if we play by their rules. He was appearing on Fox News. This is what he had to say, clip 7.
Should we be paying ransom to get Americans out?
Right.
and this is crazy, this is craziness on stilts, but this is built on an understanding that somehow these folks are going to behave in a way that's consistent with the other nations that we recognize. There is no evidence of this, and so I've been surprised to hear them talk about the Taliban caring about international recognition. I never saw that. They cared about the singular thing, accreting power to themselves. I hope this administration is not prepared to pay them the same way they paid the Iranians before. I hope that because it didn't work. Iran continues to be the host, the headquarters for the Taliban, for Al-Qaeda, right? The senior Al-Qaeda leaders in the world today are inside of Iran. We gave them billions of dollars in pallets of cash. This idea that we're going to use American money to bribe the Taliban to behave is something that's absolutely ludicrous.
And he's absolutely correct. There was even this from a CNN commentator, Kimberly Dozier, about Joe Biden's various and sundry promises about the Taliban. This is clip 8. Listen.
Biden pledged to, as the way he put it, is to continue to speak out for the basic rights of the Afghan people, especially women and girls. Is it clear to you what that means and how they do that now?
It seems like those are words with no way to follow through on them. We've heard various different promises, both from the president and from the Secretary of State, about how they would hold the Taliban to promises they've made about offering amnesty, offering rights to women and girls. Meanwhile, like many volunteers who've tried to get people out, my phone is blowing up with people reporting incidents of one person who was a government worker just told me that his house has been ransacked, they stole his car, they beat him up. They all knew he worked for the past government, so much for the promise of amnesty. And a group of international aid workers who got turned away from the border in Tajikistan, three of the women were pulled off the bus by the Taliban and threatened with whipping because they didn't have a male escort. So some of the promises we're hearing from the top of the group don't seem to be followed through throughout the different provinces, and we haven't seen the Taliban do anything that they wouldn't have already done in response to U.S. government requests. So I just don't see what the leverage is.
There is extraordinarily scant leverage. And the idea that Joe Biden wants to talk about anything else right now than America's position in the world, where, again, the Japanese are concerned enough about what may happen with Taiwan, that they're working directly with Taiwan. We have other countries that are trying to step up and take the lead. But the difficulty with the United States doing that and doing that in a credible and a reasonable way at this point, after our behavior and after the president's proclamations yesterday, I think that's extraordinarily unlikely and going to be very difficult. I'll tell you also what else is going to be very difficult is the intrusion in the last 2 weeks of the California campaign, because, okay, we're now September 1st. It's September 14th that we're coming up 2 weeks from today to the California recall election. And it's close. One of the issues that is going to be right there is the issue of Sirhan Sirhan, Robert Kennedy's killer. And this is so remarkable for historical drama and for what it means. A parole board has thrown to the governor, that's Governor Gavin Newsom, a decision about whether or not he will accept the ruling of the parole board on the whole. It's the initial recommendation is, Sirhan Sirhan, he committed this cold-blooded murder. He actually held his pistol up to the back of Robert Kennedy's head and fired also four other bullets that wounded five other people who were there in the kitchen with Sirhan Sirhan and Robert Kennedy and his entourage right after he'd made that victory speech that I was there to hear. The latest news here is former Congressman Joseph P. Kennedy II, who is the oldest son of Robert F. Kennedy, not to be confused with his younger brother, who's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Joseph P. Kennedy II, the oldest of the 11 children of Robert Kennedy, denounced the possible parole of the man convicted of killing his father in 1968. Two commissioners of the 18-member California Parole Board made a grievous error last Friday, wrote former Congressman Kennedy, in recommending the release of the man who murdered my father. That's what he wrote in his email statement on Sunday. He said, I understand that there are differing views about ending the sentence of this killer, including within my own family, but emotions and opinions do not change facts of history. When he talks about his own family, he's talking about his crazy younger brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's also the king anti-vaxxer. He was the anti-vaxxer nutburger long before COVID came into the picture regarding measles. Remember the good old days when we looked at people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jenny McCarthy of Hollywood and Jim Carrey briefly, I don't think he's there anymore, who were talking about all the dangers about getting measles vaccines or getting any vaccines at all? That's just nuts. And unfortunately, because of the COVID intensity, it has now drawn more support. But on this issue, I believe that when it comes to the Kennedy family, first of all, he has five other siblings, including the ex-wife of Andrew Cuomo, who are supporting not RFK Jr., but are supporting Joseph P. Kennedy II. And what's important here? What's important is actually the whole criminal justice system and the whole working of democracy. And yes, it directly involves the war against terror. How? The same way it will involve the governor's race that's coming up in 2 weeks. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, obviously the Kennedy assassination, the Robert Kennedy assassination, the John Kennedy assassination as well, was a huge episode in my life. I was in high school when John Kennedy was assassinated. It was in the, obviously, November 22nd of my junior year in high school. And everybody remembers my book, What Really Happened to the Class of 65. We begin with everybody's memory of that day, that Friday, when Jack Kennedy was killed. It was a devastating event for everybody. And it is unimaginable to me that if somehow Lee Harvey Oswald hadn't been killed, assassinated himself in the crazy murder by Jack Ruby, if that hadn't happened, can you imagine that somebody would say, okay, we'll let Lee Harvey Oswald out after he spends more than 50 years in prison? And the reason they said that he should be let out and spend after his 50 years in prison is because of all the wonderful activities he had undergone while he was in prison. He had learned Tai Chi, he had taken anger management classes, he had done all sorts of things, and if released, Sirhan said that I will be a peacemaker and a contributor to a friendly, nonviolent way of resolving the issue. And what's unbelievable about that is two of Robert Kennedy's children bought that, but they were younger children with far less personal and passionate memories from the oldest of the Kennedy brood, who is Joseph P. Kennedy II. And here is how the story played itself out. Is when they met with the parole board and the two parole commissioners there, and there were no district attorney officials there because basically the district attorney suggested Charles Gaskin, who was facing his own recall movement in Los Angeles. He had suggested that it was better for an aged prisoner like this. Sirhan is what, he's Biden's age, he's 78 years old. And not to compare the President of the United States to Sirhan. The story from Associated Press, former Congressman Joseph P. Kennedy II, oldest son of Robert Kennedy, denounced the possible parole of the man convicted of murdering his father in California in 1968. Quote, two commissioners of the 18-member California Parole Board made a grievous error on Friday and recommending the release of the man who murdered my father, Kennedy wrote in the emailed statement. I understand there are differing points of view about ending the sentence of this killer, including within my own family, but emotions and opinions do not change facts or history. And the board decided on Friday that Sirhan Sirhan, who's 77, no longer poses a threat to society, noting that he had enrolled in more than 20 programs during his many years in prison, including anger management classes, Tai Chi, and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. This is very peculiar. In what way does him enrolling in Tai Chi indicate that he is no longer a danger to society? Or the fact that he's going to Alcoholic Anonymous meetings? There's, again, it is said that on the night of the assassination, he was drinking. He drank a series of Tom Collins. He's not Muslim. He's never been Muslim. He is actually a member of a religious sect called the Rosicrucians, which is too complicated to explain. But the fact that you're taking Tai Chi and Alcoholics Anonymous, why do you need to take Alcoholics Anonymous in prison? I would imagine they would control your, if you're serving a life sentence for murder, that they control your consumption of alcohol more effectively than you can even yourself. And I know. AA, the 12-step program, is supposed to do more than just stop you from drinking. It's supposed to make you a better person. I think Sirhan Sirhan is beyond that. And he says, I hope the full parole board will reverse the decision over the ongoing review period, and that the California governor, if faced with a choice to release him, will keep him in prison to serve out his full sentence. And the initial ruling that Sirhan should be released will be reviewed over the next 4 months by the board staff. Then it will go to the governor, who will then have 30 days to decide whether to grant the release, to reverse it, or to modify it. Now, that means when people are choosing between Larry Elder and because he's really, it seems to be the Republican with the best chance, and if they're choosing to keep or to get rid of Gavin Newsom, I believe the overwhelming majority of people in California, including Democrats, yes, including Democrats, will see this as an outrage, just a complete outrage, as Joseph B. Kennedy Jr., the second, also sees it as outrage, and will see it as a powerful reason to vote against Governor Newsom. I think Larry Elder is extremely unlikely to approve the release of this vicious political prisoner. And then he made another point that was very, very important. It says in the article that Joe Kennedy II is one of RFK's and Ethel Kennedy's 11 children, 9 of whom are still alive. 2 of them, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the anti-vax nut, and Douglas Kennedy, said they supported the release of Sirhan. Joe Kennedy and 5 of his siblings, so 6 of the 9 surviving kids, said over the weekend that they opposed parole and pledged to fight the process every step of the way. Joe Kennedy was joined by Courtney Kennedy, Carrie Kennedy, former wife of Andrew Cuomo, Christopher J. Kennedy, Maxwell T. Kennedy, and Rory Kennedy. Joe Kennedy said Sunday that anyone who kills for political reasons should know that he will, at a minimum, spend life in prison without parole. The prisoner killed my father because of his support for Israel. And that is unquestionably true. He wrote about it. He said so. He testified to that fact, Kennedy wrote in a separate statement. The man was tried. He was convicted. He was sentenced to death. Yet he may now walk free, no doubt to the cheers of those who share his views. Let there be no mistake, the prisoner's release will be celebrated by those who believe that political disagreements can be solved by a gun. And that means, frankly, Islamic terrorists. And even though Sirhan is not himself a Muslim, he is treated as a hero in his native Jordan,
and in the Palestinian territories, because he was killing in the name of an anti-Israel cause. They have named two schools after him. Two schools. And the idea that he would be deported over to Jordan, where he'd be welcomed as a hero for this terrorist crime, and it was a terrorist crime, is appalling. Kennedy, on a more personal note, spoke of growing up without a father. Very well written, by the way. He says, the prisoner left a pregnant mother of 10, that would be Ethel Kennedy, without a husband, and soon to be 11 children without a father. He added, we miss him every moment of every day, and we struggle to understand why the prisoner should be able to enjoy the golden years of his life when he so viciously stole them from our father. My mother, Ethel Kennedy, and my uncle, Senator Edward M. Kennedy, asked that his death sentence be reduced to life imprisonment as a demonstration of mercy. He received that mercy, Kennedy wrote. No one should have the right to alter the lesser sentence requested by the person most affected by my father's death, his wife, she's 93, whose last child would never know a father's touch. Nothing written, said, or done will ever change that reality. By the way, if it strikes somebody as appropriate to release a killer like Sirhan, Kennedy, Joe Kennedy, puts his hand right on the issue here, that the idea that anyone who kills for political reasons should know he will at minimum spend life in prison without parole. Otherwise, there are too many political fanatics who will see that ultimately you're forgiven even for that. It is unforgivable to intrude violence and murder into our politics, and that should be clear to everyone, Republican or Democrat or Independent, who lives and votes in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.